Welcome back to the Teacher Fit Podcast. On this week's episode, we're talking about caloric intake and weight loss. Welcome back to the show, guys. Thank you so much for everyone who listened to last week's show and sent in their own nutrition questions. All of the great feedback. I love getting it. I want to provide the most value and quality of content that we possibly can. So please, wherever you're listening to this, give us a review, comment with a question. We want to keep these good nutrition questions coming. So this week, we're doing the answer of another nutrition question from a Teacher Fit member who participated in the Teacher Fit Challenge. And I think it's a question and hopefully answer that will add a lot of value to a lot of people. So a little bit of background. This individual used our week two challenge to get their total caloric intake. So they used a total daily energy expenditure calculator, and they calculated that they should be eating roughly 1,800 calories and eating that 1,800 calories since mid-January. And this question came in. So really, they've been doing it January to mid-February, so about a month, and they can't seem to lose much weight was the quote that I pulled from the question. So they can't seem to lose much weight. They're kind of disappointed in that, but they're losing 0.5 pounds-ish a week. So losing half a pound a week. They're still having some treats, but not as much as before. So they're losing weight, 0.5 pounds a week, roughly, all right, for a month. So the question is, am I not eating enough calories to lose weight since I am working out more? I have heard that I can eat too little, but don't think that's the issue. And I've got three parts of the answer to this question. Starting off, number one, amazing job using the total daily energy expenditure calculator to get 1,800 calories. You know, a lot of people, specifically women, will naturally say, oh, I'm just going to cut down a lot of calories and only eat 1,200, 1,100, 1,900 calories. And that's definitely not enough food. The second part is when you're looking at using the total daily energy expenditure and that 1,800 calories in your question or the background, I forget which one, it said you were eating 1,800 or less. That caloric intake and whatever calories you think you should be eating, 15, 18, 2,000, 3,000, your goal when we're building data, we're building self-awareness, should be to eat plus or minus 100 calories each day. So if my number is 1,800, I should be eating somewhere between 1,700 and 1,900 every day. The goal is not 1,800 or less. And some days you're getting 14, some days you're getting 18, some days you're getting 16. The variance in those numbers isn't going to allow you to build that situational awareness, have that data that we can then analyze when we're making educated changes with our nutrition plan. The second part of this answer, once we have that 100 calorie bracketing of our number, you should be proud of yourself for that half a pound of body weight a week loss. Healthy weight loss is half a pound to a pound a week, because that is sustainable. It allows you to maintain muscle mass and losing the excess body fat on the body. So be proud of yourself. You're doing amazing. And depending on your goals for weight loss, and this goes for everyone, that could be exactly where you need to be. If I'm only looking to lose 10 pounds, 15 pounds, 5 pounds, maybe even 20 pounds, like I'm gonna take that half a pound if I feel good, my performance is up, I have great energy, and I'm happy with still having those treats. Maybe that's my goal, is half a pound a week. Over a month, you know, I'm at, you know, 2 pounds, 2.5 pounds. The next month I'm at 5 pounds. The next month I'm at, you know, 7.5 pounds. And over the year, we're getting, you know, 26, 27 pounds of weight loss. Math in public, don't check me on that. Throughout the year, and that's amazing. So when we're looking at weight loss, and we talked about it last week, this is not the only thing that should be measured. How do I look? How do I feel? How's my performance? Okay, when we're looking at those and we're also looking at weight loss, maybe that's where you need to be. Okay, so keep that in mind. If half a pound is great, half a pound is amazing. And if you're happy and you're enjoying the treats, but you're still making progress, keep that up. Now, if you're an individual that needs to lose 50 pounds, 100 pounds, something like that, then we're looking at that 1 to 2. To a little bit more than 2 pounds a week. Understanding that you have more excess fat to lose, so your goal should be to lose a little more each week and speeding up that process a little bit more. But for most people, if they just want to lose a few pounds, you're in a really great place. All right, so keep that in mind. Last but not least, for a more specific answer and what I recommend with regards to this question of should I be eating more based on a higher level of activity? So without knowing exactly how much you're working out, without knowing your current body weight, without knowing your goal of weight loss, I can't really give you specifics. But if you think you're not eating enough, my recommendation is to add 150 to 200 calories and eat that way. So we go from 1800 to 2000 calories. And again, we continue to evaluate, how do I feel? How do I look? How is my performance in my workouts? How is my energy level just in day-to-day life? We eat that way for 3, 4 weeks. Have I gained weight? Have I lost weight? How do I feel? How do I look? How's my energy? And then we reevaluate. And if you're not going in the right direction that you want to be going, then we go the opposite way. Maybe we subtract 200. We go back to 1800. Okay, let's get back to that baseline for 2 weeks. And then we go down to 1600. We eat at that baseline and we figure out which way we need to shift to start moving in a high quality way towards our goal. All right, we don't just need to start throwing more food in or, this random plan or that random plan. Be strategic. Okay, I'm going to add 200 calories a day. I'm gonna eat plus or minus that 100, and I'm gonna do that for 2 weeks. I'm gonna do that for 3 weeks, and then I'm gonna reevaluate. Okay, and once you reevaluate, you can make an educated decision on what you need to do. Now, a couple things you need to keep in mind. Number one, at all times, no matter what your calories are, the majority of your food should be those high quality, nutrient dense foods, making sure you're getting the appropriate macronutrients, our protein, carbs, and fats, and our micronutrients, all of the vitamins and minerals. Okay, so when we're adding calories, we need to make sure we're adding high quality calories to do that. And again, being consistent, not being all over the place, the 1200, the 1800, or sorry, the 1200, the 1800, the 2000, it needs to be consistent. 2000, 2000, 2000, 2000, 2000, 2000, 2000. Then we can really start to evaluate. All right, guys. I hope that answered the question. I hope that gives you some knowledge and understanding of how you can go about adding and subtracting calories based on your goals. I want to leave you with a quote that I shared on social media today, but it is the perfect quote with regards to building high quality nutrition habits. And the quote is from James Clear, Atomic Habits, amazing book. If you haven't read it, check it out. Rome wasn't built in a day, but they were laying bricks every hour. You don't have to do it all today. Just lay bricks. All right. Just lay a brick. Sorry. So, as you think about nutrition, just lay a brick every single day in the positive category of high quality nutrition. And over time, whether it's a half pound a week or a pound a week or 2 pounds a week, we're going to get to our goal in a safe and effective manner. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. Wherever you listen to it, please give us a 5-star review, share it, comment. There's someone out there that you know that needs to hear this. So please share it with them. Continue to grow our reach, impact on the world. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. I'll see you next time.